This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. رياض الرزازي welcoming you to Stories of the Prophets, and we are with episode number 17. Episode number 17, Stories of the Prophets. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا. We're still with the story of Lot عليه السلام. The story of Lot عليه السلام. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we should be able to finish the story of Lot and move on to other prophets, inshallah ta'ala. Alright? So I'm just gonna give maybe a minute or two for more people to join. I've got Facebook and I've got Instagram. People alive. Jazakum Allah khair. I'll just give again a minute or two for more people to join us so that we can start, inshallah, and try to finish the story of Lot alayhi salam. Episode number 17, mashallah. We covered so far Adam alayhi salam, we covered Sheet, we covered Idris, we covered Hud, we covered Salih, we covered Nuh before that, Nuh, Salih, and then Ibrahim and Lot. So these are the prophets that we covered so far, right? So can we start? Yeah, let's start, inshallah. Let's start. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam. Thank you, Joe, so much for joining. Zakallah khair, sister Humaira from Facebook, and all the brothers and sisters right here on Instagram. Thank you so much. With the story of Lot, we started that yesterday. Lot, in fact, was the nephew of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he is the one who actually believed in Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he witnessed when Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown into the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Lot that he has a mission being sent to this tribe in Sadum, between Palestine and Jordan, you know, whereby there were some people who used to live there and they were indulging in some immorality which was never known before on earth at all. So, and these people also called Al-Mu'tafika. In the Quran, they're also called Al-Mu'tafika, the people of Sodom. It's where the Dead Sea is. They call it the Dead Sea, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 80. Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 80. قال لوط وَلُوطًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ إنكم لتأتون الرجال شهوة من دون النساء بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. And Lot told his people, do you commit such immorality as no one that has preceded you has ever committed? They used to prefer male over female. He says, إِنَّكُمْ تَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِنْ دُونِ النِّسَاءِ. تَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِنْ. Indeed, you approach man with desires. Indeed, you approach man with desires. And they had wives, they had women, but subhanAllah, these people had this sickness, you know, that they had desire for men than women. وَالْعِيَدُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is why, you know, we said that this immorality was never committed on earth. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. فاتقوا الله وأطيعون وما أسألكم عليه من أجر إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين. Just like his other brothers from the prophets, they said to their people, he says, I don't ask any recompense from you, no reward from you. I'm only asking a reward from Allah Azza wa Jalla. I'm not saying this because I need something back from you. I'm doing the job of a prophet. I'm doing the job as a mursaleen, from the mursaleen, from those messengers. So I don't need no reward from you. وما أسألكم عليه من أجر إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين أتأتون الذكران من العالمين إن سورة الشعراء verse number 165 one more time الله عز وجل تلين دم أتأتون الذكران من العالمين وتذرون ما خلق ربكم من أزواجكم بل أنتم قوم عادون أتأتون الذكران ذكر ذكر in Arabic means male are you approaching male you know males versus you know, what Allah Azza wa Jalla has provided for you, you know. And yesterday, subhanAllah, we mentioned the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything in pairs, right? He created everything in pairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Dhariyat, verse number 49, وَمِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا زَوْجَيْنِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ And from everything we created in pairs, male, female, you name it, anything, min shay. Allah Azza wa Jalla says min shay. Be it animals, be it plants, be it, you know, human beings, all in pairs, male, female, electricity, male, female. So these people, they had this disease, wal'iyadu billah, this disease, you know, that they had desires versus men, I mean, desires towards men versus women, wal'iyadu billah. It's called sodomy. That's why from the people of Sodom. You know, this is why this that action is called sodomy. It comes from Sodom, which is, you know, this type of filth. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ وَتَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلَ Remember yesterday, brothers and sisters, I said that these people, they indulge in two main crimes. Two main, you know, one such immorality of preferring or desiring men versus women. That's the first, you know, astaghfirullah, sin that they used to commit. And the second crime that they used to commit is وَتَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلَ وَتَأْتُونَ فِي دَادِيكُمُ الْمُنْكَرِ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ Brothers, this you can relate, I mean, we can relate because we heard things like that nowadays. And, you know, and look what these people used to do. Number one, you know, they used to, commit this immorality, you know, preferring men versus women. Or having desires for the men over the women. وَيَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلِ They used to be like bandits. When people are traveling, they will go attack them, they will kill them, they will take their possessions. تَقْطَعُونَ السَّبِيلِ يَقْطَعُونَ الطَّرِيقِ So they were a bunch of bandits as well. And not only that, my brothers and sisters, they had clubs. وَتَأْتُونَ فِي نَادِيكُمُ الْمُنْكَرِ They had clubs, so they would not just do this, you know, in private. No, they will do it publicly. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ You know, this desire over, you know, like for men over women, they would do it in public, you know, openly and in their clubs. They had clubs where they used to go, نَادِيكُمْ You know, نَادِيكُمْ You know, like a nadi, al-munkar. They used to do this immorality in this nawadi, in these clubs. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ So how did they react? The people of Lot, how did they react? Of course they mocked him and they ridiculed him like they mocked, you know, his other brother before, like his other brothers before, you know, his people, like their people, like Saleh and like Nuh and like Hud. The people, they mocked him and they ridiculed him. Same thing happened to Lot, alayhi salam. وَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ إِلَّا أَن قَالُوا Listen to this amazing ayah in the Quran that describes what those people are saying. To Lot. Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 82. Al-A'raf, verse number 82. وَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا أَخْرِجُوهُمْ أَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ قَرْيَتِكُمْ إِنَّهُمْ أُنَاسٌ يَتَطَهَّرُونَ Can you imagine? You know, the جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ, that people are saying. So they condemned him, of course. They condemned him, they opposed him, and they opposed people who followed him, because there were some people who followed and believed in Lot, you know, like his daughters, you know, some of his family, other than his wife, of course, you know. So some people followed him. So these people, they condemned anybody who follows Lot himself, and they opposed them, of course, strongly. So they said, إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا أَخْرِجُهُمْ Kick them out from your tribe. Kick all these people out from your tribe. Why? Because innahum unasun yatataharun. Why would you kick them out from your tribe, from the town? Kick them out because they were pure, they were clean. Yatataharun. Look at this. Yatataharun comes from tahara, right? Yatataharun is from tahara, from purity. Tahara in Arabic means purity, and Islam is based on purity, right? And nadafa, Islam is based on purity. So they said, kick them out, kick Lot and his people out from our town. Why? Because they are pure and they are clean. They're clean. We're dirty, they're clean. So kick the clean people out from our town. And only, you know, keep the, you know, and those who are clean, I mean, stuff a lot dirty, keep them in. But those who are, you know, pure and clean, kick them out from our town. So Lot, alayhi salam, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surat Al-Ankabut. Surat Al-Ankabut, verse number 30. Lot made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, قال رب انصرني على القوم المفسدين. He tried. They mocked him, they ridiculed him, they wanted to kick him out because he's pure, he's clean. So he said to Allah Azza wa Jalla, رب انصرني, oh Allah, make me victorious over القوم المفسدين, over these corrupted people. They are corrupted people, they cause corruption. And not only if only they were to do it, you know, privately, but publicly. Imagine they're sitting in the gathering and some of them will see a boy he likes, he would just go astaghfirullah and do the fahisha front of everybody. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I lived in San Francisco for 15 years. I went to school there, I went to university, I went to college, university, and as I used to, you know, when I go to school, I had a part-time job. And that part-time job was driving a cab. I used to drive a taxi there. The capital of these people. You know, when here, subhanAllah, Allah Azza wa Jalla says that these people, they do it openly in their clubs. They had, you know, certain festivals where they would do it openly. I'm not going to mention no streets, no names, no areas there. But I told you, like I'm a cab driver, I saw things, wal'iyadu billah. Openly. Immorality. Things have become so, la hawla wa la quwwata. You don't know who's wrong, who's right now. Even people who are wise will become confused. When a sister is wearing her hijab, or when a sister she's wearing her niqab, when a sister she's wearing her abaya, for instance, they will, no, she's weird. No, that's not right. She's weird. But it's okay to have a naked bike ride. Huh? It's okay to have a naked bike ride. They all gather naked, naked as Allah Azza wa Jalla created them. And they go on a bike ride. This has become a movement. This has become a movement in San Francisco. It happened in Europe. It happened in Canada. It happened in so many. It has become a movement. That's okay. It is for them. It's okay. But for the woman to wear her hijab, to be chaste, to be mashallah, yani modest, to wear her la. For that, no. She's pure. Just like the people of Lot used to say, she's pure. She's pure, you know, wearing her hijab or her niqab or her abaya. La, we don't accept that. But for them to go on a naked bike ride, it's okay. It's okay. That's fine. That's nice. That's different. طيب يا أخي, Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran says, لكم دينكم واليدين. You have your religion and you have mine. يعني, go practice your thing. لا حول ولا قوة. There's nothing I can do. You know, people, you go on naked bike ride. Nah, what can I do? But let me practice my faith as well. Why would you stop me from putting my scarf on, my veil on? Why would you stop me from this? It's my faith. It's my belief. Why would you? Oh, because now it's fashion to have beard. Before the fashion, those beardos were weirdos. Right? Those beardos, they were weirdos. But now beard has become fashion. It has become style. It's the style. you know, Armani went to sleep. Sometimes I just make things up. Armani, you know, Armani, he went to sleep. He woke up, he says, beard. It's fashion. Beard fashion. Khalas, it's fashion. Louis Vuitton went to sleep. He woke up and he says, Abaya fashion. Abaya will be fashion. I don't know. Louis Vuitton went to sleep. He woke up. He says, niqab, fashion. Everybody will start wearing niqab because it's fashion. You know, it's the trend. People go with the trend. So now the beard is the trend. Oh, man. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You know, when you have too many things happening, you know, this is why I'm laughing. I'm laughing because we in Morocco we say, إِذَا كَتَرَ الْهَمْ يَضَحَّكْ. It's a Moroccan expression, you know. إِذَا كَتَرَ الْهَمْ يَضَحَّكْ. When you have, like, the too many, when you go through so many problems and troubles and tribulations and hardship, too many, it becomes funny. It becomes khalas, it becomes humorous. It becomes something like you laugh at. It's just like one after another. So it's okay to go on a naked bike ride, but it's not okay to wear the niqab or to wear the scarf or to wear the abaya or to go in a modest, you know, chaste manner. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Yeah, maybe because I'm hungry. I said, if الهم, I said الحم. No, I just had my lunch, so I'm okay. It just came out as الحم. Anyways, Lut عليه السلام in Surah Al-Ankabut, verse number 30, he says, قال رب انصرني على القوم المفسدين. Oh Allah, make me victorious upon those corrupted people. Corrupted people. So when he made that dua, brothers and sisters, Ishaq was not born yet. Ishaq, the son of Ibrahim. Ishaq, the son of Ibrahim, of Isaac, he wasn't born yet. He wasn't born yet. So how? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent three people. They were angels, but in the form of people. I mentioned this story, you know, earlier on. Allah azza wa jal sent three people, angels in form of people. They went to Ibrahim alayhi salam. When I was talking about Ibrahim, I mentioned that story. Right? And Ibrahim alayhi salam, he went and he slaughtered a calf for them, you know, roasted calf, brought it to them. These people did not want to eat, so Ibrahim got scared. Why are you people here? Are you here to harm me? Why are you not eating? They said, we're angels and we came, you know, as a mission to go and destroy the people of Sadum. Ibrahim is kind. Ibrahim is gentle. Ibrahim, by nature, is very gentle. He says, there's Lot in it. Are you going to go and destroy the whole Qabila? Lot is in there. They said, نحن أعلم بمن فيها. We know who is in there. We know who's in there. And you're going to tell us? We already know who's in there. Allah Azza wa Jalla will save whom He wishes to save, but those people will be destroyed. And of course, Lot, alayhi salam, he will be saved with the believers. And as they came to Ibrahim alayhi salam, they gave him the glad tidings of a newly born baby, Ishaq. You know, the story when his wife, she was listening, and then she came out, you know, laughing. How can I, you know, conceive a baby? How can I give birth to a baby where I'm an old woman, and this is a sheikh. My husband is a sheikh, like he's an old man. And they said, how can you be in awe from the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal? How can you be amazed from the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal? This is Allah. He chooses to do as He wishes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ فِيهَا لُوطَ نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِيهَا. So they proceeded, after they gave him that glad tidings, they proceeded to Sadum. My brothers and sisters, the first people who saw them, because they came in the form of a man. So listen to this. They came in a form of beautiful boys. Beautiful boys. And by the way, Jibreel was with them. Allahu Akbar. Jibreel was with them. They came in a form of handsome boys. And you know that Sadum, those people, they have desire towards the people of, you know, towards men in general. They had desire towards astaghfirullah, man. So they came, these people came, these angels, they came in the form of handsome, beautiful men. So the first people who saw them, sisters and brothers, let me ask you, guess who are the very first people who saw these angels? Who are the very first people who saw these angels coming to Lot alayhi salam? Who? Yalla, tell me. I need to engage you with me here. Yalla. Sana al-Labbar. Wa alaykum as-salam. Hanifa Catherine. Shahnaz Kabir. Yalla. Yalla, Iman. Who are the very first people? Yasin. Yasin. Who are the first people who saw the angels in the form of man when they came to Lot? MashaAllah alayk Yasin. Yasin, you my man. You my man. Not Prophet Ibrahim. After Ibrahim. This is when they went to Sadum. When they went to Sadum, when they went to meet the people, you know, Lot and his family, the very first people who saw them, actually his, you know, Lot's daughters. Lot's daughters. His daughters. Na'am, Banatu. Lot's daughters. Alayhim as-salam. They saw these beautiful boys. They rushed and they ran to their dad. Dad, 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 dad. Father, father, father. They are these beautiful boys. They're coming. You know, do something. Because the people, they, if they were to see them, they will just go crazy on them. Run, 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 you know. So Lot, alayhi salam, he came running. He came out running. Greeted them. He greeted them, salam. And then on the way, talking to them, subhanAllah, Lot, he did not know who they were. He started talking about, you know, the qabila. What are you people doing here? This is the worst place to be in. You don't want to be here. The people are bad. Yani he's as if he's telling them, you know, indirectly, get out of here, leave. But he was, you know, they're guests. But at the same time, he's telling them, this is the worst place on earth. You don't want to be here. This is the worst qabila on earth. The people are so bad. They have desires for men. Please don't stay here. But they came. You see, these angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them some directions, an order. Do not destroy the people of Sadum until you get the confirmation from their prophet. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The angels were not to destroy the people of Sadum. Although Allah is just. When Allah says something, Allah is just, is adl. It's not fair. He's just, subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he was to tell them, go and destroy the qabila, Allah is just. He knows what he's doing, subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. He is not to be questioned. Allah is not to be questioned about his ordainment or about his decree. We were to be questioned, but not him. Yet, no qabila, no person will be destroyed, like, you know, because there's a prophet there. So the order is, don't destroy the people of Lot until you hear from the prophet. If the prophet gives you a confirmation, an affirmation, then go and destroy them. And the confirmation came straight away. The confirmation and affirmation came straight away. The Lot himself came to them telling them, get out of here. Don't stay here. This is not a good place. This is not a good town. This is the worst town on earth. So now they got the confirmation. Brothers and sisters, they came to his home. Now his wife saw them. His wife saw them. And when his wife saw them, because his wife, she's not a believer. She did not believe, you know, she wasn't a believer in Lot. It was only his daughters. So when his wife saw them, she rushed and she told the people of the town. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You know when Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran, when he says, ta'awunu ala al-birri wa taqwa wa la ta'awunu ala al-ithmi wa al-udwan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listen to me, this is very, very, very deep. What I'm going to tell you now is very deep. Listen up. Allah in the Quran, when he says, assist one another towards good, towards righteousness, but don't help each other towards engaging in evil. The wife of Lot, she's helping the others towards evil. And Allah says, assist one another towards righteousness and towards good. An example. You see someone يعني what can I tell you? Drunk like a Muslim, drunk. And he says, take, and you're the cab driver. Like I said, I was used to be a cab driver. You see a Muslim who's drunk, and he says, take me to the bar. I will give you $100. Just take me to the bar. Oh, $100. Oh, yeah. Take me to the bar. So your job is to drive people from point A to point B, right? He's a Muslim, right? And then he says, take me to a bar. I give you $100. So what are you going to do? Allah says, ta'awanu ala al-birri wa taqwa wa la ta'awanu ala al-ithmi wa al-udwan. Help each other towards good and righteousness, but don't assist one another towards evil. So this guy says, take me to the bar. He was going to go to the bar, get more drunk. He may do bad stuff. What do you get? La, I'm not going to. Well, you give me $1 million. I will not take you. In fact, I'm going to take you home. I will take you home. Tell me where your home is. I don't want to go. I'm going to take you home. I will not take you to the bar. Even if it was your father, may Allah forbid. And you have to obey your father. And your father says, take me to the bar. I say, I'm sorry, Dad. I cannot take you to the bar. You see a Muslim guy, you know, he says, you know, I don't like what's going on here. I'm just going to go and bomb this place. He's going to go and bomb it. What are you going to do? He says, you're Muslim. He's your buddy. He's your friend. You heard from him or from, says he's planning to go and bomb something like a building. What are you going to do? You're going to go and let him bomb. He says, he's my brother. Or you're going to go and do something about it. Like, you know, stop him or tell the authorities about him. Are you going to, because Allah in the Quran says again, help one another towards good and righteousness, but don't help and assist each other towards evil. So this Muslim brother, let's say, he's planning to go and harm other people. Are you going to let him go and harm other people? No. It is your right. It is your must. It is your obligation as a Muslim, as a human being, regardless of what faith you are, to go and stop that man. If you cannot stop him, to declare it to the authorities to stop him, because he's going to harm not only himself, but other people, regardless of what faith they are. So this woman here, she went and she ran to the people of Lut. Hey, I got a feast for you. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. She divulged the secret. It was a secret. She divulged that secret. And she deceived her husband. And she went running into the people. I got you a feast. I got you some foreigners. They're not from this town. They are kida, like they are like this. You know, like this means in Moroccan, when somebody says like this, means beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I'm teaching you hand signs in Moroccan. Hand signs. They are like this. They are beautiful, handsome, handsome, handsome. You will learn everything in these sessions, man. In the series, you will learn everything. You will learn how to speak in sign language, how to... You learn everything. She ran and she says, I got you a feast. Come, come, quick, quick. The people, the man, they're handsome, handsome, handsome. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Sisters, listen to this. Surah Hud, verse number 78. Hud, verse 78. Na'am. وَجَاءَ قَوْمُهُ يَهْرَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ وَمِنْ قَبْلُ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Look, 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 look. The words that Allah is using. Hud number 78. Verse number 78. وَجَاءَ قَوْمُهُ يَهْرَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ. And the people came running, sprinting, running. They're running. I mean, first, me first. Ya rahoon, ya rahoon. It's a feast. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la. Ya rahoon, they're running. And miskeen Lot is scared. He's terrified. He wants to protect his guests. He's so confused and he's so scared. He's so terrified. He's embarrassed. And these people are running, coming from everywhere, knocking at the door. Open, open, party, party. know what they were saying. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Party! I don't know. It's party for them. But they don't know what kind of party is going to turn out to be. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. وَمِنْ قَبْلِ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِي هُنَّ أَطْهَرُ لَكُمْ. الله أكبر. نوح عليه السلام, لوط عليه السلام, he told them, Oh my people, here are my daughters. They are more pure for you. Why don't you marry them instead of wanting my guests? Here are my daughters. Yeah, and he's not like selling his daughters. He says, you can marry my daughters. Take my daughters, marry my daughters instead of wanting these men.
فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَلَا تُخْزُونِ فِي ضَيْفِي أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلُ الرَّشِيدِ.
Fear Allah. Don't embarrass me in front of my guests. Isn't there a wise man amongst you? No, Lot is saying, fear Allah, don't embarrass me in front of my guests. Is there anyone wise amongst you? And you all are so dumb. You know, is there anybody who's really wise amongst you, Rajul Rashid, who can think?
قالوا لقد علمت ما لنا في بناتك من حق وإنك لتعلم ما نريد.
They said, you know, Lut, we don't want you. We have no interest in your daughters. We have no interest. You know exactly what we want. And they also said, they threatened him, oh Lot, أَلَمْ نَنْهَكَ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Didn't we warn you not to, you know, not to hide any man in your home, any boys? Didn't we warn you? Well, you, don't hide them. We're going to find out anyways. Don't hide them. We warned you. And they left and they said, we're going to come back and get them. Lot now is really terrified and embarrassed. Now, those angels spoke out. They said,
قَالُوا يَا لُوت إِنَّا رُسُلُ رَبِّكِ.
They said, oh Lot, come. Oh Lot, we are messengers from your God. And angels, we are messengers from your God.
لَنْ يَصِلُوا إِلَيْكِ.
They won't be able to harm you.
فأسر بأهلك بقطع من الليل ولا يلتفت منكم أحد إلا امرأتك إنه مصيبها ما أصابهم.
Oh Lot, they won't be able to, you know, reach you or harm you. فأسر, take your family, except your wife, take your family, you know, in the midst of the night and leave. And don't look back. Don't look back. Because they were going to be destroyed. They don't want him to see how they were going to be destroyed. Take your family in the midst of the night and leave and do not look back. They said, do not. So they warned him, don't look back.
إِنَّ مَوْعِدَهُمُ الصُّبْحِ أَلَيْسَ الصُّبْحُ بِقَرِيبٍ.
Oh, this is such a very beautiful ayah, my brothers and sisters. Very beautiful ayah.
إِنَّ مَوْعِدَهُمُ الصُّبْحِ أَلَيْسَ الصُّبْحُ بِقَرِيبٍ.
Allah, don't look behind except for your wife. She will, you know, she will be destroyed just like them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ مَوْعِدَهُمُ الصُّبْحِ. By subh, by the daylight, they will be destroyed. By daylight, they will be destroyed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَيْسَ الصُّبْحُ بِقَرِيبٍ. Isn't daylight very soon? Wouldn't daylight be coming really soon? Wouldn't daylight be coming really soon? Wouldn't Fajr be coming really soon? Sometimes we have issues, you go through problems, you go through difficulties. It's like a cloud, but that cloud, inshallah ta'ala, it will clear up. No matter how long the night is, the sun will rise. So don't lose hope. Never lose hope. And never despair. Never despair. أَلَيْسَ الصُّبْحُ بِقَرِيبٍ. Isn't daylight soon to come? Allah is telling, isn't daylight soon to come? Whatever, and regardless, inshallah ta'ala, like I said, no matter how long the night is, the sun will rise and the day will come. This virus, this epidemic, this pandemic, whatever it is, no matter how long it will last, But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove it and alleviate it subhanahu wa ta'ala. When? When He wishes. When He wishes subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So we should never despair nor lose hope. Alaysa subhu biqareeb. Isn't subh coming very near? And by daylight, they were destroyed. My brothers and sisters, three punishments. Three punishments. What kind of punishments? The first punishment is when they came, it was this awful, awful cry, this awful, awful scream of this angel that made them tremble. Yani the heart came out from their chest. This awful, horrible sound made by an angel, you know, by Jibril alayhi salam. That's one punishment. And then, not only that, Jibril alayhi salam, who has 600 wings, 600 wings, the tip of one of his wings lifted them up all the way until the heavens and turned them upside down, crushed onto the earth. وَالْعِيَدُ بِاللَّهِ فَجَعَلْنَا سَافِلَهَا فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we made the top bar, you know, the top become the bottom, and يعني all the way to the top, and then we crushed them, you know, and then turned them and crushed them onto the ground. The first was that scream and that awful, horrible, horrible sound. And then, number one. Number two, look at this. This is number two. The three punishments. Number two is Jibril with a tip of his wing lifted the whole tribe. Brothers and sisters, they said that, subhanAllah, the angels from the heavens, they even heard the dogs barking. Even the dogs. All, yani the whole tribe, the whole qabila, the whole sadum. The whole sadum was lifted up. This is why they told Lot, don't look back. Leave and don't look back. The whole town was lifted and carried all the way up, upside down, crushed into the ground. That's number two. Is it enough? No. No, it's not it. One more time what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did. وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ مُسَوَّمَةً عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them stones from hellfire. Each stone has the name of its carrier engraved in it. La ilaha illallah. They were crushed, and then stones from hellfire. Each stone has the name of its person, you know, carrier engraved in it. And these stones, you know, were thrown, these rocks from hell were thrown upon them. This is the type of punishment the people of Sodom, you know, had to face. Their prophet warned them. Their prophet spoke to them and warned them and offered them, even he said, my daughters, you can marry my daughters, they're more pure for you. You're indulging in some immorality that was not known, that nobody on earth has ever done, has ever committed. Wake up, come out from this disease. They did not want to listen. You know when somebody is so blindfolded, they say it's so blind. You know when you are sometimes blindfolded by that whim, by that desire, so much so that you can't see nothing. Subhanallah. You know these people sometimes who are addicted, like alcoholic, they can't see, like, when they need that, when they are craving, you know, when they are craving for that substance, they can't see anything. Khalas, they can't see. I mean, they just want that injection. They would kill, wal-iyadu billah. They will kill. Just give me that injection, because they can't see. These people, they don't see. They can't blindfold. They don't want to come out to their senses. The scream, the awful, horrible sound from the angel. The angel, you know, lifted them up into the heavens and brought and crashed them on back into the earth. Number three, rocks from hell were being thrown, you know, upon them. Lot was saved with his daughters. He went back to Ibrahim to tell him the news. He went back to Ibrahim to tell him the news, but Ibrahim already knew. Ibrahim alayhi salam already knew. Of course, he's a prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him, you know, a revelation through Jibreel. Already told him, he knew, alayhi salam. And that is Allah's promise, my brothers and sisters. And this is today what we call the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea, for people to take يعني heed. Those people who have intellect to take heed. The Dead Sea is dead. It is where the people were being thrown, العيد بالله. The people of Sodom, that's where they were, you know, crashed, and the rocks from hellfire were, you know, thrown on them. It's what we call today in that area, the Dead Sea area. May Allah save us and save our families and save our children, my brothers and sisters. It is a disease. It is a sickness. And unfortunately, there are some Muslims also suffering from this sickness. Yes, there are some Muslims suffering from this disease, from this sickness. It is not, it has nothing to do with the genes or anything, because now they cannot, all the scientists, they cannot, خلاص, no longer, they can no longer say it's from, you know, it's in, it is something, you know, that it is inherited or it is from the genes or whatnot. Nobody can say that no more. Chemical imbalance, it is a disease and it can be cured. There are some clinics and hospitals for this type of people. There's some in the US, there's some in Europe. There are some clinics that are, you know, specialized in, you know, treating people who have this type of disease. Wal-iyadu billah. Yes. May Allah save us, really. May Allah save us. You know, mosques, masajid, mosques, imagine a mosque. A mosque for these people. They pray with one another. May Allah guide them, may Allah guide everyone. They pray with each other, next to each other, man, woman, man. And the woman, she's the one who gives khutbah, and she's the one who gives the sermon. And may Allah save us. What can I tell you? Lot, by the way, my brothers and sisters, is mentioned 27 times in the Quran. Lot has been mentioned 27 times in the Quran. All right? So, brothers and sisters, Zakum Allah Khair, I'm not gonna, no, there's no cliffhanger today. There's no cliffhanger. It's 45 minutes. Very nice. I'm gonna stop here. But I want to throw in a quiz. I want to throw in a quiz. And maybe, I will also throw in a prize. All right? A quiz and a prize. So, yes, Naam, I know how it is, sister, but, you know, advice or not advice, there's some people, like I said, when they're blindfolded, they can't see. When you're blindfolded, you cannot see. Okay. So you just make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal to save you, right? So those of you on Instagram, I need somebody to come in live for a test, for the quiz. And then if that person answers the questions right, inshallah ta'ala, that person will get a prize. A prize, inshallah. All right. So who wants to come live? Who wants to come live? Yalla. I leave it up to you. Who wants to come in live? And then we'll, you know, we'll test you, inshallah. And then if you win, you will get a prize. And that prize will be, well, we have a bookmark customized that will be mailed to your home, wherever you are, anywhere in the world, or a canvas. You could choose a canvas. We could choose a name of a prophet, and then we can customize it for you, inshallah, and mail it to you, to your home. All right. I can only do this with people from Instagram, because Facebook, you cannot join me live here. So who wants to come in live for a quiz? Who wants to come in live for a quiz? Huh? Or nobody wants to? It's a prize, I just told you. Anybody interested? Is anybody interested to be tested and to win a prize, inshallah? Yassin! Yassin from Belgium! You can win it easily, inshallah. You can win. Yalla! Or anybody? Anybody? Nobody wants Nobody wants a prize mailed to your home. A prize mailed to your home. Nice, customized, coming from me. Come on. Come on. Yes, you guys want only... Yes, what do you want? Huh? Who else? Who wants it? Yalla, bismillah. Anybody? Omer? Yasin? Layla? Who else? Fatima? Who else? Tasneem? Yashmin? Who else? Iman? Iman? Huh? Baby's sick. Yasin, khalas, man. Come on, man. You're killing me. You're killing me. You always... don't blame it on your baby. Leave your baby alone. Khadi miskin naim. You know, just give me another excuse. You always tell me my baby is sleeping. My baby is hada. My baby miskin. My baby is eating. My baby is playing soccer outside. My baby kada. My baby hada. My baby is traveling. I need to take my baby to the airport. My baby, you know, he's working. My baby... bring me another story, man. Yalla, who wants to come live? No, it's okay, yes, no, I don't want to hear him cry, please, it's okay, inshallah ta'ala. But hey, you can come here live, and then you can just speak slowly, yani quietly, we don't have to wake him up, inshallah. It's up to you. Anybody, inshallah, anybody who wants to come live, I will ask him a question or her a question. If you win, inshallah, I will send you a prize, and that prize will be a canvas. Customized for you. The canvas customized for you. Yalla. Yalla. Jaldi. Who wants in? Zakum Allah, brothers and sisters from Facebook. You're still there. May Allah bless you. Yeah. May Allah bless you all. Thank you for joining. I cannot bring you live here because on Instagram you have that functionality where you can bring in somebody live. You can see them. They can talk to you. Okay, Yasin, you want to do this? You want to do it? Yalla, bismillah. Why not? Yalla, huh? My guy, Yasin Rice. Finally, I get to see and get some Belgium chocolate from Belgium. He's from Belgium, where they make the best chocolate on earth. Yalla, Yasin, yalla. I'm sending you a request. All you have to do is accept and then you're on. And these questions, he will end. Oh, he declined. Huh? He says, okay, then he declined. Maybe his baby clicked decline. I thought you said okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said okay. That's why I sent you a request. All right. Who wants to come live? It's okay. No problem. Who wants to come live? Come on. Yeah, I don't understand. You just come live, I will answer, you know, just like last time it was Zahra, she came live, mashallah, she answered the question, and then, you know, and then she received her gift, you know, so, come on, nobody wants to come live? I don't understand. Nobody? Okay, well, if nobody, then I will say, Zakum Allah khair, Assalamu alaikum, and I will see you, inshallah, Monday. Right? If nobody wants to come live, all I have to say is thank you very much. Barakallahu feekum. I'm going to try to do something with the people from Facebook. And and I don't know. Facebook, we need to figure something out for you, inshallah. Those of you on Instagram, you did not want to come live. Remember last time I helped Zahra win. I may help you win again, you know, whoever you are. I've got few people, mashallah, I've got a lot of people here today. So, just come live. Come on. I won't bite you, man. We will entertain each other. You will test your memories. You test your, you know, your ma'lumat, your information, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakallah khair, sisters, brothers and sisters. They are all shy. Well, shy, yani what? They don't. Sometimes these sisters, they just cover the camera. I don't even see them. I don't have to see you, man. I'm just going to ask you a question. And if you know the question, give me the answer. If you don't know, say, I'm sorry, I don't know. I say, wa alaykum salam. Even you can, you know, cover your voice like this. I didn't even hear your voice. Yani, I don't know, man. Come on. What's wrong with these people? Can you imagine somebody telling you, I want to give you a gift? And you say, no, I don't want no gift. Huh? Come on, yalla. Who wants to come live to answer a question and to win a prize? If this prize was biryani with chicken or biryani with beef or maybe some money, oh yes, I will get people here. But it's better than money. It is a nice customized bookmark or a nice customized canvas for you. You pick a name of a prophet and we'll customize it and send it to you. Come on. Yani, do I have to, you know, mail you food? I cannot mail you food now. They'll arrest you and arrest me. Food cannot be mailed, you know, and shipped. We cannot ship you biryani. I cannot ship you the roasted calf that Ibrahim alayhi salam he brought to the angels. I cannot go and kill a calf and roast it and ship it to you. I cannot do that. Come on. I have something better. I have a canvas or a bookmark. Anybody? Nobody? No? All right, jazakum Allah khair, barakallahu fikum. I tried, but you know, may Allah bless you all. I will see you all on Monday, inshallah ta'ala, Monday, for another series or for another session, another prophet, inshallah ta'ala. There are more prophets, there are more sessions, there are more amazing stories to share with you. Trust me, this series is one of my very, very, very amazing series. There are so many lessons we learn. May Allah bless you all. Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu fikum. Thank you, Facebook. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakum Allah khair, Facebook. Assalamu alaikum.